Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What Nick Caserio said about his most important picks, perhaps his most controversial ones, here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on a Reaction Monday, one of the best Reaction Mondays on the calendar each year. Appreciate y'all for joining us. Let's start with the first pick that he made, Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. Here was Nick Caserio talking about Kamari Lassiter. There was a lot of talk about the speed, 4.6, 40, not ideal. Not the end-all, be-all, but not ideal. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the cornerback that he selected after Kool-Aid McKinstry went the pick before.
Lassiter is position flex. He's played in the perimeter of the formation. He's played inside the formation. I'd say he plays with a linebacker-type mentality. I mean, he's a corner, but he tackles. He's tough. He's physical. I'm sure there'll be a question about his speed and how fast he ran, but he's not slow. So, like, the speed really wasn't a concern of ours. So, the time's the time. But, like, we're drafting football players. You know, we're not drafting track teams.
All right, we're drafting football players. We're not drafting track teams. So, that was the explanation on Lassiter.
How does that make you feel about that? Well, let me say what I feel.
I mean,
first,
I think measurables matter.
Dude.
To a certain point. I mean, 4.6 for a corner. I don't think that's just dismissive.
I'm kind of, like, torn because, you know, We trust what Nick has been this offseason, and really been in general. We trust it. We understand, you know, the eye that he's had for talent, the moves that he's made. It's all been good. So as much as I trust him, dude, if there's a position on the field where 4.6 matters, it's cornerback. Like, doesn't speed matter at cornerback more than any other position?
I would think so. When you start talking about a guy playing with a linebacker mentality and versatility and stuff like that, it just doesn't sound like a second-round pick.
Yeah.
And corners, it's a bust-heavy position, so there's no – I truly wonder, where was he ranked when it came to Dejean and Kool-Aid McKinstry? Did they draft for need here? And if they were going to draft for need, I think that's fine. I also did not know, and I wonder how much this went into account. I remember after Georgia just completely wiped the floor with Florida State, and Florida State had all those opt-outs, and Kirby Smart went up there and kind of had a mic drop moment on Florida State. I had forgotten and really hadn't paid much attention that Kamari Lassiter was the reason for the mic drop. Lassiter decided to play in that bowl game. Here was Kirby Smart, and you got to think this is the type of endorsement. If Nick Caserio and D'Amico were talking to Kirby Smart, this was the type of endorsement they got. Here was Kirby Smart on Lassiter.
Kamari Lassiter had a 1-2 grade, first, second round grade, and Kamari had to make a tough decision like all these other people. And I called Kamari in and I talked to him and I told him, you should come out for the draft. That's my opinion. You're one of the top corners in the draft. You got to make that decision. Okay, that's one decision. Then the second decision is you got to decide if you want to play in this bowl game. I don't know that you got a lot to gain in this bowl game, Kamari, but I do know who you are and I do know how you practice and I do know how you lead, but I'm not going to be disappointed in anything you decide. He came back about 3 or 4 days later and I met with with him and his mom and talked to him. Fully expected him not to play in this game. He called me 2 days later, said, "Coach, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to be out there. I want to play with my guys." And I think he did it against his mother's will, to be honest. Now, I don't know that, but I think he did it against his mother's will because that's who he is. So all these teams that go shopping, this dude right here wants to play football. That's all he cares about is playing football and his teammates. He ain't worried about the next thing and all that and all that. He said, "I want to play football." And he played football for the University of Georgia. And he did it when he didn't have to do it. And that's what's different at this place than a lot of other places. Right, thank you.
So there you go. A little flex on there.
Look, I don't doubt anything he said about Lassiter. I don't doubt anything that Nick Caserio believes about him. You know, he's a player. You know, he's absolutely a player. Look where he played and started, you know, at Georgia and the games that he was in. I don't doubt any of that. I have confidence in Nick Caserio. But there are a lot of players over the years that just one limitation on the NFL level keeps them from reaching their potential.
Yeah, and I don't like. I think this kid belongs in the league.
Yeah,
it's just when you're drafting there, belonging in the league and corner depth. If they guessed right on Okuda and Henderson and those guys can hold down the second corner spot, you can move this guy around.
Yeah.
And figure some stuff out. Then that'll be cool. That's just not typically what you hear when you're talking about a second round pick. Then you have the next pick, and this was the one that kind of set stuff off. They took tackle Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame. Here was Casario's explanation for Blake Fisher, and listen to what he says at the end here, which really just kind of made me raise the eyebrows, roll the eyes, however you want to look at it.
Good football player. Big believer you can't have enough tackles on your football team. You know, whether it's Charlie Heck, whether it's George Fant, Jones. I mean, Titus and LT are good football players. You need three or four tackles that you feel can go out there and play. You can't have enough tackles. You all have seen us play. At some point, they're going to have to play. Even going back to 22, we had to play multiple tackles. So, I mean, LT didn't play, and then we had to move Titus over, and then Charlie played. You know, so you're going to need tackles. Heck, can't have enough good ones on your team. And, I mean, Blake's a tackle. I think Titus is definitely unique. I mean, I'd say, you know, Titus is a better tackle than he is an inside player. I mean, Titus is honestly one of the better tackles, you know, in the league.
Mm.
He's what?
Is he? he called him unique.
What?
He called him unique. And that he could play inside, and then called him one of the better tackles in the league. This one absolutely perplexed me. My whole, you know, the whole big takeaway after the weekend and everything is like, man, I really trust Nick Caserio, but I'm doubting some of these picks.
But if two years from now you feel comfortable with this guy as a starting tackle, whether it's left or right, then it's a good pick.
Yeah.
But we're starting to get a lot of David Mills vibes with this. And by that, I mean the whole – well, if he would have stayed in school, he would have been a first round pick.
No.
Like that, that's when I just kind of start to roll my eyes a little bit. Now I know he had Joe Alt and he moved to left, but I have no problem if this kid is going to be a good swing tackle and is going to be an upgrade over George Fant and Charlie Heck, and you're going to keep Titus Howard at tackle, and if he actually is one of the best tackles in the league, like Caserio said, then I would be okay with that. I would be all right with that. But this guy, he's got to develop into someone, maybe not better, but someone that you feel okay as a starting right or left tackle in 2 years, because that's when you're going to have to make the tough decisions. And you're paying C.J. Stroud probably elite quarterback money, and that's where you have to make the decision. Like Kansas City, Baltimore, they've all had to make tough decisions with offensive linemen because you only have so much salary cap space to go around. So if he can develop into that, that's fine. But again, you're drafting a swing tackle who, in a perfect world, if Nick Caserio is truly telling the truth, perfect world, maybe not a realistic world, but in a perfect world, this guy never even steps on the field this year.
But doesn't it feel like insurance?
It is insurance.
Right? It just feels like insurance. So if you're buying insurance, let's put it that in those terms. If you're buying insurance, that means there's maybe a concern either at the level of play, or maybe it's that rumored, you know, right hand issue that Titus Howard had, and some said prevented him from being able to play on the right side as much. So it just feels like insurance right now. Now if he develops, as you said, great, but that it's a little bit of a head scratcher for me,
just a tad.
Yeah.
Then you have Cade Stover, who Nick Caserio was asked about. I don't think I've ever heard anyone get this much praise from Nick Cassiere. The guys that he decides to and not to praise is always fascinating to me. You know, CJ Stroud, we're just going to take it one day at a time. You know, him and Davis Mills are in a competition. You know, we got to figure it out. I don't want to crown any of these guys early on. Jalen Petrie amidst a rough sophomore season. If we had 50 of these guys, then we would be a hell of a ball club. And then there's Cade Stover, fourth round tight end out of Ohio State. I love the kid. What do they call him? Farmer Gronk. Yeah. Grew up on a farm in Ohio.
Massaging cows.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Where's Mansfield?
That's like south. That's like going towards Columbus. So that's like an hour and a half. It's a prison out there.
So here is Nick Cassiere talking about Cade Stover being asked about the evaluation process and what you heard about him leading up to the draft.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's elite. I mean, this guy is as tough and hard-nosed a player that they had in the program. Just kind of going back to the question and D'Amico's answer about developing players, I'd say Cade's a good example of a player who has only played tight end for 2 years, so he's certainly not a finished product, but he has the mindset and the work ethic to improve. I mean, how he was raised. I mean, this guy is everything you want in a football player and then more. I mean, he probably played hurt this year. I mean, I think he had an MCL or had an issue where, quite frankly, it would have limited some other players, but he just braced it up and he just kept playing football. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for D'Amico, but I think we feel the same way. This is probably one of our favorite, like, football players in the entire draft, regardless of position, because of his mentality, because of his mindset. And he still is developing as a player. I mean, 2 years ago, he was playing defensive end in the Rose Bowl against Utah. Now he's, you know, played tight end for 2 years, and here he is getting picked in the bottom of the fourth round. And his position is, you know, we think tight end. That's why we drafted him. So, but, I mean, blue collar as they come, and from a makeup, traits, toughness, mentality, I mean, this is an elite guy.
All right, there you go. So, I mean, dude, make no bones about it.
He called him elite twice.
He did.
He said whatever it is elite.
I like
him. Traded up in the first round to get him.
What's
then
going on?
Look, they need tight end depth. They need a guy that can block. They need a guy that's willing to block. This kid seems like he's willing to block. They need that very, very much so. And he's got the background with C.J. Stroud. I think this is a guy that I can see as a contributor immediately. Like, immediately. All these other guys, maybe they end up being better players in the long term. But as far as, okay, week one, let's say week one, whoever you're playing, I see Stover being on the field. I see Stover being an important piece of what they're going to do because they're going to have multiple tight end sets. They're going to move them around, all that. I think this kid, like, in the short term, which it's pretty much a four-year process when it comes to draft picks. None of these guys are first-round picks, so there's no fifth-year option. Stover is the guy that I look at and say, okay, this guy can contribute immediately in a big way.
Is he your favorite pick?
My favorite pick's Bolick, and I like the reaction. Kalen Bolick, the safety out of USC. They need a safety that can be a ball hawk, and the way that the kid was talking and the way that I could see them using him and the way that they spoke on him, he was the one that got me the most excited. I do like Stover, too, and they traded up for it. I could see a lot of these guys being contributing pieces in year one, but I do think Stover's the most important because your top two tight ends, even as good as they are, they can't block.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, like my favorite pick, it'd probably be Stover. Nothing to do with what Nick just said, you know, over the top, effusive, complimentary. Just with the opportunity that he has, with the questions you have, even really, you know, just really outside of any position at the tight end position, more than anywhere else is where you have more questions. So I think he's got an opportunity. Probably my favorite pick. Bolick, I like. Boy, he's been picked apart, though. Bolick, in terms of his tackling and his coverage and letting people get open, but definitely has the physical ability.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's been picked apart more than anybody by that the Texans drafted. Bullock, you know, online and all this, and his highlights and his weak spots and all this other
USC
other
was
stuff.
A dumpster fire.
It was a dumpster fire.
It was a dumpster fire. Yeah. Nobody was tackling.
That defense was rough.
They got rid of their defensive coordinator. Yeah. Lincoln Riley has a reputation for kind of tapping out when stuff gets bad. Yeah. Like you listen to OU folks talk about him. I tend to kind of roll my eyes at guys who just turn on the tape blindly and watch USC defenders.
Yeah.
That's where I would be. On that. Something else I observed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Nick Caserio likes the new uniforms, man.
Really?
Yeah, and I think there's people.
Where's that coming from?
There's people who were covering the squad that wonder if Nick Caserio likes these new uniforms.
I don't think he cares.
His vest had the old logo on it, man.
Oh.
D'Amico's up there. D'Amico's up there. D'Amico's up there with the pullover. He's got that nice, like, he's got the gear on to where I'm sure anyone look at, man, where can I get that? Nick Caserio's up there with the old logo vest, man.
He doesn't need your marketing.
I don't think Nick Caserio likes the uniforms.
Either that or they didn't make him a vest.
Yeah, they don't have a vest yet?
Yeah, not yet.
I don't think he cares one bit about the uniforms one way or the other. He's had his nose down, focused on this. He just grabbed the next vest in the closet, man. I wouldn't put too much into that.
On the text line, the 832 says that He, being Fisher, is definitely not a swing tackle, says that John Harris said that. Okay, I'm pretty sure that John Harris said he's your swing tackle this year.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. In the first year, he's your swing tackle, and then hopefully he develops into being someone that you feel comfortable enough when you're paying CJ to be a starting tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But in the short term, he's a swing tackle.
You think
he's beating out
Hell,
Titus?
Nick said it.
I mean, you think he's beating out Titus or Tunsil?
And Nick said it as well.
Yeah, that's what he ideally needs to be. So that's the short term.
Yeah.
Hopefully he develops into a better player than that, because you're going to have to make tough decisions whenever it comes down. Harris was pretty high on Fisher. He liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Does he like him better than Titus? I don't think Titus, I'll put it this way, I would actually feel more excited if you were drafting this kid to come in and be your right tackle.
Like, just be the right tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be more excited about that. And you're not paying Titus Howard top five right tackle money? Because when Nick Caserio says, we think Titus Howard's one of the best tackles in the league, I just don't get that.
Yeah, well.
I don't know anyone who agrees with
based
that.
Based on what?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he goes out there and is, and that would be great, and you don't see the guy on the field, but If you were drafting this guy and you were telling me he was your starting right tackle, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But if he's not, then you're basically taking a guy that in a perfect situation isn't playing. But if Titus and Tunsil get hurt, which they have, there you go.
See, I think he's that kind of insurance, but he's also that kind of insurance in case Titus just isn't as good. It's not just insurance for injury. I think it's insurance for level of play. And so that's a sign. I mean, like I said, the draft never, ever lies. You know, they can say whatever they want before. They drafted a tackle in the second round for a reason. That's not like any subterfuge or mystery. They drafted him for a reason.
If he beats out Titus Howard, cool. But the contract, the first 2 years of it, not great for that. And I don't know what that says about your evaluation of that extension. Is that even a possibility? Like, are we sitting here thinking, could this guy beat out Titus?
Well,
what are you going to do? Have the fifth highest paid right tackle? Are we moving him back to guard?
I think here's what I think is going to happen.
Shut up, Biggie.
I think they're going to give, obviously, for a number of reasons, Titus Howard every chance to win that job. But if they decide, look, it ain't going to happen, then maybe not right away, maybe not even this year, but I think it's going to definitely be on the table. They wouldn't have drafted him. This is the thing that I just can't get over. They would not have drafted him if they didn't have plans to play him at tackle. Wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Could it be a thing for next season? Not
maybe,
this coming season, but next season?
Maybe next season. Maybe, you know, two seasons down the road. But you draft a tackle in the second round because you want him to be a starting tackle. Period.
No, this is a two-year plan. This is a Tunsil or Howard replacement. Best case scenario, eventually, this turns into a Tunsil or Howard replacement. Now, if you truly think that they're two of the best tackles in the league, then the guy is your swing tackle this year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm saying this year. Obviously, you don't draft a swing tackle in the second. You don't draft Charlie Heck in the second round.
Exactly. That's a better way to put it.
But on the short term, you look at him as a Charlie Heck upgrade, and you look at him long-term-ish as a replacement for either Tunsil or Howard. And that's why you draft this guy in the second round. That's it.
And let me make very clear.
It's like a quarterback holding the clipboard.
I
didn't draft Michael Penix to be a – it's almost Penix-ish.
Thank you. It's very much Penix-ish. Oh, very.
Not as costly, not as crazy, but you have an expensive player that starts that you feel good about, and then you draft a guy that in a perfect world sits, learns, when called upon is ready to go, but in 2 years or whatever, you're able to replace what you have.
It's very much. And let me be very clear here. When I say these things and things that you're saying, I'm sure fit in the same boat, it's not like I dislike the pick. I'm just telling you what it means that the pick was there, that he got a tackle in the second round. It's indisputable that they want him to be a starting tackle, maybe sooner, maybe later, whatever. And it's indisputable that he's insurance in case Titus Howard is not good after all. No, you know, notwithstanding what Nick said about one of the best tackles in the NFL. He knows, in case he's not good after all, there's your guy right there.
Yeah,
I don't dislike the pick. I'm just saying what it is.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's a make or break for Titus or Tunsil, huh?
One of them. If not this year,
make
soon.
Or break year.
People lie, but the draft don't. What the Texans told us with their actions, courtesy of John Lopez, what Nick and D'Amico told you. Next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.